Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Hi, I'm Will Selba, and these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. Well, here we go. Can't wait for this one. The 5-0 Steelers and 5-0 Titans will square off in the fifth game in NFL history between undefeated teams in Week 7 or later. That is, of course, excluding strike seasons. And get this. The winner of each of the four previous games, the Vikings over the Rams in 1973, the Patriots over the Jets in 2004, the Patriots over the Colts in 2007, and most recently, the Broncos over the Packers in 2015, went on to make the Super Bowl that season, including the playoffs. Titans head coach Mike Vrabel was 3-2 in five career games as a player against Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger. Vrabel had 11 interceptions in his career, the last of which came against, you guessed it, Roethlisberger in 2008. Here's Big Ben reminiscing about Vrabel.
Yeah, he was a great football player. Smart, athletic. I think he tipped a screen pass of mine once, intercepted it. So he's a good football player, and he's transitioned to obviously a great coach.
Another premier Week 7 matchup features Russell Wilson and the 5-0 Seahawks traveling to the desert to square off against Kyler Murray and the Cardinals. Now, despite a Week 6 bye, Wilson still leaves the NFL with 19 passing touchdowns and a 129.8 passer rating this season. But could the Hawks give Russ another option at wideout? Well, Seattle head coach Pete Carroll says his team is keeping tabs on Antonio Brown, who is on a league suspension through Week 8. Here's head coach Carroll when asked if Seattle would sign AB.
This is what happens, you know. This is a high-profile football player, and he's had a tremendous history and all that. So the fact that it's really, you know, everybody's curious about it, it makes sense. And so this is no exception, you know. So we'll see what happens, you know, as we go forward. But we're tuned into what's happening there.
On Sunday, Teddy Bridgewater returns to New Orleans as his Panthers take on the Saints. He played for them from 2018 until 2019 and went 5-0 as a starter last year, filling in for an injured Drew Brees. Now, Brees and Bridgewater ranked third and fourth respectively in completion percentage this season, as both are over 70%. Bridgewater's former head coach Sean Payton telling reporters in a conference call yesterday he isn't surprised about Teddy's success.
He's got outstanding skill set. He moves. He's got good arm strength. He's accurate. He's a fantastic leader. Players play hard, you know, when they're with him, but it starts with his ability, and you're seeing him extend plays. He doesn't, you know, throw in, although he'll tuck it if he needs to. You know, he spread the ball around well.
Payton also saying that star wideout Michael Thomas's punishment is over, and the team is moving on. The three-time Pro Bowler was scratched from the Week 5 win over the Los Angeles Chargers after he punched teammate Chauncey Gardner-Johnson during a fight in practice. This according to NFL Network's Tom Pelissero. Meanwhile, the Raiders placing right tackle Trent Brown on the reserve COVID list on Wednesday, and after doing some contact tracing, decided to keep their entire starting offensive line away from practice as a precaution. Las Vegas is coming off a bye, and their players and coaches did not have much interaction, so head coach John Gruden says he's optimistic he'll have his O-line back by Sunday. Wednesday was the first time we had the opportunity to hear from the recently demoted Dolphins quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick. He was being benched in favor of rookie QB Tua Tagovailoa, and the 37-year-old quarterback admitted to reporters he was shocked by the news.
I was shocked by it. You know, it definitely caught me off guard. And, you know, it was a hard thing for me to hear. Yesterday, just kind of digesting the news. My heart just hurt all day. Like, it was heartbreaking for me.
The Dolphins are coming off back-to-back blowout wins that got them to 3-3 and in the thick of the AFC playoff hunt, in part thanks to Fitzpatrick's play. Dallas Cowboys still dealing with the fallout of a 2-4 start to the season. R.J. Slater reporting the internal issues around the team, with players blaming the coaching staff for their struggles. Veteran linebacker Sean Lee had no problem with how head coach Mike McCarthy handles any possible locker room issues.
It was great what he said. about if you got a problem, come to my door. He doesn't have a problem talking to guys, embracing other people's opinions. Maybe he'll agree with you, maybe he won't. But conflict is not an issue for him.
Week 7 kicking off tonight with the Eagles taking on the Giants live Thursday night here on NFL Network. Coverage starts at 6 p.m. Eastern. And for further analysis on both the NFL and college game, make sure to download the Move the Sticks podcast with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks. Those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.